Anthony Dockrell is in studio with us now to run us through Weekend Warrior for the week. Morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning.
What was going on? What did I miss this weekend?
What did you miss? Look, a huge weekend in some respects. On Friday afternoon, Commissioner Kenneth Hayne delivered the report from the Banking Royal Commission. Cue photo op.
I know what this is about. I saw this video.
It's Friday afternoon. I'm claiming it for the weekend.
Done.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg sitting there with a huge grin on his face.
As he does.
Yeah. I mean, if I was going to be rude, I'd say like a poo-eating grin, but... it's a huge grin on his face taking delivery. It's like he's taking delivery of a new Tina Arena CD. He's so happy. Oh, gosh, Scott's going to love this. He was taking, delivery of the report into the Banking Royal Commission. When asked if he could shake hands with the Commissioner, Kenneth Hayne, Josh started to move his hand towards the Commissioner ever so slightly, and Hayne just said, nope.
Shut down. Yep. It's the best video if you haven't seen it already.
It crystallises the entire Banking Royal Commission for this government. Right there in, 2 seconds. It's a Royal Commission. They fought every inch of the way possible to stop. Only for, a backbench revolt and the prospect of Bill Shorten setting up an even more fierce Royal Commission. The Turnbull government buckled. And now we have this report.
But we're claiming credit for it and it's the best.
Yes.
So good.
Cue grin.
Look at us. We did so good.
Hundreds of thousands of Australians been ripped off.
But we did so good. Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, just shows that the government still hasn't got a handle on the mood of this issue and the mood of the electorate out there. The electorate's angry.
Yeah,
and rightly so. I mean, this Royal Commission had narrow terms of reference and was all done in a huge hurry. There's a lot of material that never saw the light of day. And what did see the light of day was just shocking.
And that's what, I mean, Jeff from the newsroom was in earlier this morning. We were talking about exactly that. What we know is horrific.
Yeah.
And there is a huge report sitting on that desk there of things that we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so look, right now the government is sitting on the report and, a report that will in some respects tear the heart out of the banking sector if it had one. My guess is Morrison won't sit on it very long. Now, governments in the past have sat on reports like this for a long time. They won't for a few reasons. The optics are terrible and he desperately wants his done and dusted will before the election. He doesn't want this to be an election issue.
Of course.
So expect a press conference 3:30 p.m. on a Friday afternoon pretty soon.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
And by the way, anyone's working at APRA or ATSIC, now's a good time to update your LinkedIn profile. You never know what's coming around the corner.
Ooh. Just keep it dusted off. Oh, boy.
And look, ABC cameraman fainted on Sunday during the insiders while Barry Cassidy and Bill Shorten were talking. I'm happy to say the cameraman's okay.
Oh, good.
The vision's interesting because Bill Shorten's sitting there talking about tax reform and the camera just kind of droops and drops.
Oh, boy.
So my fear is that this could be, this cameraman, nodding off during Bill Shorten talking about tax could be a bit of an omen for the election coming up.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure the Labor Party would be, really worried about this.
It's not a great symbolism.
No.
to say the least.
Who's excited about franking credits? Hands
oh,
up.
Yes, let's go. My favourite topic.
Let me tell you all about them.
Oh, I just want to hear it so badly.
The Labor Party obviously would be expecting a huge scare campaign at the next election. The other thing is, what else is there for the Liberals to fight on? They can't fight on their record. They can't fight on their vision for the future, unless it's powered by steam and coal. So that's what we all have to look forward to. And finally, 2SCR has a new podcast called Giants Women Say. It's a podcast looking at the AFW, the Women's AFL League, which is one of the most exciting sports in Australia at the moment.
And that kicked off this week, didn't it?
It did.
The first round.
It did. So this podcast is kind of focusing on the Giants. It's a Sydney podcast. If the Swans are out there listening, we'd love to do a podcast or include you in there. If you had a women's team, nudge, nudge.
Get on board.
Come on. So you can subscribe in iTunes. It's called Giant Women Say. There's two episodes already up.
Love it. Thanks so much, Anthony.